This is Kate Harness with 307 Net Radio, and this morning I'm joined by Superintendent Charles Oskey. Good morning, Charles. How are you?
Good morning. Wonderful on this beautiful, sunshiny morning.
It's beautiful and sunshiny right now, but we're bracing for more Wyoming winter. I'm sure you're relieved that it's not going to be over a school day or two and that you're going to have the weekend off. I know how difficult those days of heavy weather are for you.
Absolutely.
So, Charles, tell us, what's been going on in Johnson County School District? I think you've been looking at teacher evaluation.
Yeah, so super exciting. I mean, we're wrapping up winter sports. Our kids did really well finishing. We're kicking into that. But as far as what we're doing in the district, we're getting ready for our state assessment. Obviously, there's some still excitement about spring break coming up, but getting ready for the end of our year state assessment. So that means our school year is flying by. Honestly, we're at the end of March, April and May. We're here. We got our two-year calendar approved at the last board meeting, so now we're starting to schedule PD. We're looking at our summer institute to hopefully get
PD, that professional
development. Mm-hmm. Do some summer institutes if we can get some people locked in. There's been some struggles there. But for this week, super exciting for me as we continue to move on with our teacher and our principal evaluation system, the development of something that's going to more of a growth model, that accountability piece. So we've contracted with Mitch Kraft, who is a former superintendent out of Sheridan 2, to come in and revamp our teacher evaluation system to meet the state standards. And so we had a teacher group that came together this week to really look at that system. It kind of aligns with Dr. Shelley Arneson, who came in with the Charlotte Danielson model training this year. So, I mean, we've been focused on getting stuff together, and we're still doing evaluations, but we're going to do them better, and it's going to be a growth model.
So teachers have been evaluated for a long period of time in Johnson County School District?
Yeah, so the state requires an evaluation system where there's certain protocols and things like that. When I first came on been 20 months ago, one of the things that our system hadn't been fully approved by the state, so we're in the process, but we're still evaluating teachers. So we are cleaning that up from a point of view, yes.
If I'm a teacher, what kind of things have I been evaluated on, and where do you hope to focus in the future? Is it going to be more of the same but better, or is it going to be
absolutely
a switch?
It's going to be better because it's not going to be a gotcha model. It's going to be a growth model. So some of the areas. So the Danielson model, which is what Johnson County School District approved, and let's go back in the early 2010, 2013, between those eras, the state came up with every district has to have an approved plan by the state and evaluation system. So there were a couple different options that were thrown out. This district, along with a lot of districts, chose the Charlotte Danielson model. In that time, the Charlotte Danielson has come out after COVID with a new format and template. So we've been training on that. We've brought them in. We're adopting the new upgraded and new version of the Charlotte Danielson model. So we've done training with administrators, and we're going to introduce it with teachers next year. We're going from basically kind of Google Docs. We're going to put everything on Frontline, so it's one central system that tracks the evaluations. So you do your pre- and your post-conference. You have your formals, your informal evaluations. So we are and have been working on not quite going at light speed like Charles likes it to, but the reality is it takes training. You just can't do a top-down model and say, hey, we're going to adopt this and then force it into the classroom. As we talk about this. But again, what I come back is the state had some concerns. There were a couple areas in our plan that was presented. So we hired Mitch Kraft to work with us to clean those up, but also help with that. We need teacher input. We want this to be a growth model. I don't want this to be. So it is changing it. The old format was there was just basically two. You're either performing or not performing. There's going to be a different rubrics now. So it's a growth model, not a gotcha model.
So a growth model for the teacher, or a growth model for the teacher's ability to grow students?
I'm going to say it's a growth model to grow a teacher, which grows students. All right. So you identify different areas. There are four domains where you look at, where those focus points are. I require now what's called a purpose statement. So each administrator not only has to sit down and really develop a purpose statement with their individual teachers. What is their purpose? What are they doing? And that ties into their PD plan for the year. If you're a non-continuing contract teacher, you have two formal evaluations a year. After that, your continuing contract teachers are kind of on a cycle over a 2 to 3 year period of time. But you still have general walkthroughs. You have a summative at the end of every year with every teacher. But we're just putting it in a system so that it can be tracked, so we're not missing anybody. The other thing that we're going to do is so the evaluations are consistent from building to building. When you have personalities or different leadership, it's that consistency piece. But it comes back to that culture and leadership in each building. And then you level it off, so then we're building a new principal's evaluation system. The former one was based on a different state standard. We're going to develop this one according to our state standards, which needs to be approved by the state. But when I say it's kind of it's exciting because we are developing something that meets our needs, that aligns to our teacher evaluation system. So when I'm evaluating principals, it's similar. It parallels each other. So if we're focuses on professional learning communities and we're talking about a teacher's engagement in professional learning, then the principal's evaluation system is going to be based on what is happening there too. And then you tier it up, then we go from a superintendent, which with the Johnson County has adopted the School Boards Association template for that. But however, there isn't a rubrics for the board. So we're going from like a 5 to 7 page document to almost a 70 page document, so that boards coming in will say, oh, well, this is how you evaluate a superintendent. So here are the standards that you align to. So all those cool things are in motion. But we're still evaluating people, but we're going to ramp it up. We're going to put it in one system. We're going to be a growth model where we know how to evaluate effectively. We know how to have those pre-conferences. We're doing all those trainings, which eventually supports teachers, supports administrators. There's accountability with it, but that impacts the kids in the classroom in a positive way. So we are in the process, and we'll be pushing this out on frontline, and it's going to take another year or so to continue to get better at it, but we are moving forward with our evaluation systems.
So if I'm a teacher, what areas am I being evaluated on? What kind of things, what sort of performances are being assessed?
Perfect. Well, there's four domains. So it can be in any one of those four domains that is an area of, but most of it has to be with student engagement. What are you doing to prep? Some of those different domains. So that might be.
And anybody who's taught anything knows that so much more of time is spent outside the classroom, either getting ready for the classroom or afterwards assessing what happened in the classroom. The classroom time is just a small part of teaching.
Absolutely. So there's four more main domains, and I have them right here. So planning and preparation, learning environments, learning experiences, and the principles of teaching. So under each one of those domains, you can see here there's several different areas. So like in domain 4, you have domain 4A, 4B, 4C, 4D, 4E, 4F, and under each one of those you have 5 or 6 different bullet points that go along with that. So this isn't something just you walk in. So what we would do is sit down with the teacher and say, hey, we're going to talk about domain 3, and it's going to be 3A, communicating about purpose and content. So under that, we're going to talk about specific expectations. So are you specific with what your students are? Are your students engaged? How do you, what are your pre-questions like, and what are your post-questions like? What are you doing to evaluate and teach and reteach? So it is a very detailed process. And as you can see in this short document that I have here, this is a science. This is something that you just don't walk in. It's not based on opinion. That was my whole goal when I came in and bringing this Danielson model in, is in order to be fair to teachers and to be for me to be fair with leadership in each building, it can't be based on my personal opinion. It has to be based on facts. What are you seeing? So it's fact versus opinion. Well, it's not how I would teach it. Are you teaching it effectively according to a research-based model, which is what the Charlotte Danielson model is? So that's exciting to me. It might not be exciting to most, but once this is implemented, this could be in Johnson County and continue to grow people for a long time because it's a system that's proven that works. But you can't just say, hey, we're going to do it. You have to train people, all right?
So how much of the assessment is actually attached to student achievement? Because not every student will be able to
excel. So we want to talk about student growth. So that's what professional learning community is about, evaluating and monitoring growth. Are your kids growing? You might have a group of kids that, you know, hey, are not quite at basic, but you know what? They've grown 20 points over the last 5 or 6 weeks. So we took them where they started and we moved them forward. That's another conversation that we need to start having.
So how do you assess, there's growth, but growth may be very small and that might actually be disappointing even though it's growth. How do you assess what is adequate, exceptional to exceptional growth?
Well, in this world of scientific equations that we have, there's usually targets. So are you meeting the target according to the student's skill set? So those are the types of conversations that the individual principals and things like that would have. So, we could probably spend one day on each domain or one conversation, which maybe we should, and talk about that. And then we need to go through all the domains that we're doing with administrators and doing that piece. But the fact is we're developing something I want people to understand that really has meaning, okay? It's not something to do a checkbox. It's not going to be based on opinion. And sometimes I feel it's not fair. That's why you do walkthroughs. You're in classrooms. You try to get there and engage. But to walk in and see a snapshot in time and say you're going to base a teacher's entire year on what you've seen in basically a 35 to a 40-minute evaluation, which is a formal piece. No, it has to be with all the little components that what are you doing throughout the year as you're walking into the classroom? Are people engaged? So it is a long-term process. What are you doing with your aligning to standards? Are you really looking at your assessments? Are you a productive member of a professional learning community? So you have to combine that all into a summative. And we need to get away. The state assessment is a one-time snapshot in time. And, you know,
it's a bit like an ACT test for school, isn't it?
So, a principal and a teacher have to really focus on what have they seen the entire year. It has to be intentional. It has to be focused. Because as you can see right here, there's no way you can evaluate a teacher on all of these different components in one 40-minute setting. Because some of this is about lesson planning, so you're not going to see it while you're doing instruction. So are you aligned to the curriculum? What's your instruction look like? So it gives you an opportunity to pick an area that you as a teacher feel, hey, this is an area I need support in. Am I doing this correctly? And our teachers want that.
I wanted to ask you, this sounds like a significant undertaking. You've got a lot of preparation in terms of getting the model right, and then also training and explaining expectations and how it works and so on. Are you finding that teachers are welcoming this?
Honestly, there was a little resistance because Charles is out there speaking. We're going to a new growth model. But I think it's getting better because the example is we just had the teachers come in and give input. They've never had an opportunity to sit down and say, hey, this is the new model. These are some things. So that's what Mitch Kraft did. He's going to come back and craft some more stuff. I mean, it's kind of ironic. His last name's Kraft. Now we're crafting. But when it's all said and done, we can say teachers gave input. They can't change it, but there are some things we can tweak or what we're doing with our systems and be consistent from principal to principal throughout the district, especially with shared staff. So it's always been, we're moving forward. People don't see change because it's not instantaneous, but I can reassure you here today, we started this, it was identified early. Obviously, my first year was a lot of COVID stuff. We've bought training in this year, multiple trainers. Mitch Kraft is doing this, and we're redeveloping a new principal evaluation system. which I firmly believe is going to be beneficial to Johnson County School District. And we're going to start this new piloting program next year, and it's only going to get stronger over time.
And is this, you mentioned Mitch Kraft and coming from experience with Sheridan School District number 2. Is this a model that's been trialed somewhere else? Do we know that this is good?
So
are we inventing a whole new wheel?
Okay, so with teacher evaluation, no, we're just fine-tuning this because the Charlotte Danielson model is a research-based program. However, what Mitch is doing with us is taking his experience in Sheridan 2, but he's fitting it to us, and we're actually developing, taking the state standards for principal evaluations, and we're molding it to align to the Charlotte, similar to the Danielson model, so that there's accountability at everybody's level, and then more importantly, we're cleaning up our system, which has never been done, but we're going to put our evaluation system on one virtual platform that's secure. We're moving away from Google or handwritten documents to a digital platform that I can say, hey, look, you have 22 teachers, you've completed all your evaluations, so there's an accountability on my part of what we're doing, so we can sit down and have good conversations with my administrators, and it'll find a gaps like, oh, who's evaluating this person? Have we done this one correctly? So it's really not a gotcha model, it's a support model. We're busy. Principals are busy. Teachers are busy every day. So it's a state required mandate that you do, but it also has to be something that teachers buy into and principals buy into, and there's some accountability with it. But it's not a gotcha model. It has to be something. Hey, this is an area of growth, and so we can move key people forward.
And would I be right in saying that it just so happens that Sheridan School District number 2 is our neighbor, but they're also a very high-performing school district, and so that's why it makes sense to do this.
Absolutely, and Mitch doesn't no longer work for them, and he we're not adopting Sheridan 2 stuff. I mean, he's just I have a lot of respect for him. He has a lot of knowledge. He's actually broke out, and he's doing well-respected, but he has an independent company to come around and help with this. This is his passion. So he knows what standards is. He knows what quality teaching is. He knows what it's like. And so we're not creating a gotcha model. We're actually creating a model that there's accountability. But more importantly, I just want everybody to know it's consistency. That's another thing that comes out of this is we're consistently doing it the same thing around the state, but then it's defendable. Nobody ever uses that word. But unfortunately, there will be a day and time when you have to defend what you've been doing. And if you can't defend it, then we're not doing the right things. And our current system is what we've been doing is really not defendable. There's a lot of holes in it. And I'm trying to clean that up at no fault of anybody. I want to be very clear, no fault of anybody, but it is a system. Okay.
Thank you.
Sorry, he's been here for.
So, Charles, that was a long explanation for a really very interesting subject that I think, you know, is going to have a tremendous amount of impact both on your staff but also ultimately on students. Thank you for taking the time today to explain all of that.
Yeah, no, I'm excited about that. I know there's some other things we could have touched on today, and I'll just touch on it real quick, the AI.
Yes, I wanted to ask you about that, but we need to wrap up, I know.
And that kind of ties into... There's another new challenge in education, K-12 education, on how we're going to do this. We've identified it, and districts around the state, so that's going to be some kind of training coming up, too, is how do we implement this new, exciting way of looking at how we put things together. It can be scary, but the reality is there, so we've identified a new area. So, yes, let's do this.
Wonderful.
Again.
We will talk all about right. This and the multiple challenges and opportunities that AI offers to education.
Yes.
Well, Charles Oski, thank you very much indeed for your day.
Thanks.